There are plenty of challenges for people immigrating to a new place, like learning a language, finding housing, employment, and banking. Our next guest dealt with all of that when he moved from Mexico to Appleton 10 years ago. And now he's starting a group to help the area's Latino residents deal with those same challenges. Francisco Cabrera is the founder of FC Media and the Spanish language newspaper La Vida Hispana. He recently launched the nonprofit Hispanic Center of the Fox Valley in Appleton. Francisco, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you're starting the Hispanic Center of the Fox Valley to help immigrants with some of the things that you dealt with when you first came from Mexico to Appleton. That was about 10 years ago. Can you talk about what it felt like for you arriving in this new place?
Yes. Well, I moved to Appleton, like you say, 10 years ago, and I didn't speak any English at all. And I didn't know where to go to ask for information about classes or any programs out there. And don't get me wrong, there probably were some organizations that provide those resources to the Latino community, but I didn't know any way to learn about these organizations at that time. So that was the main problem when I moved to Appleton to learn English.
And I understand then and now, sometimes the one point of contact for people is maybe the local Hispanic grocery store. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of the organization or businesses or any people that provide services, they used to go to the Latino store or Latino restaurants to leave some kind of information about their programs or their information or business cards as well. That was the only option to go to learn or try to find a service or a program.
How did you eventually find an English class?
My cousin was the one helping me out in here in Appleton. He teached me a couple things on a couple words in English so I can start doing things by myself. And eventually we find out that the Fox Valley Technical College, they provide English classes. And that's where I started going to learn English.
You learned English, you opened a couple businesses, and now you're starting this community resource, this Hispanic Center. Why did you want to create this?
Well, when I moved here, I didn't know about a lot of organizations, and the problem was because there wasn't a Latino media or a newspaper in Spanish where we can learn about all these organizations, because they were organizations back then, but you know how the nonprofits are always having issues with the marketing budget and stuff like that. So they don't have a way to reach more people. And back then, the social media wasn't a big deal yet. So I start La Vida Hispana, which is a Latino media company that we create and distribute local content in Spanish, used to close the gap between the organizations and the Latino community. And our newspaper, right now we're printing 10,000 copies, and we're putting the newspaper in a lot of stores, anywhere from Fond du Lac to Green Bay, and we're sharing a lot of content about those organizations. And then after I started the newspaper, I started getting a lot of calls from the Latino community asking for resources, for programs, for schools. So that's when I thought about opening the center so the Latino community can have a place not just to call, but to walk in and ask for those informations. And also, we're going to be providing some workshops in Spanish for the Latino community, based on what I experienced in all these 10 years, I learned a lot about the needs of the Latino community in here. So the Hispanic Center is going to be the organization that tried to help the Latino community with those needs.
We're talking to Francisco Cabrera about the new nonprofit Hispanic Center of the Fox Valley in Appleton. He's the founder of that center. Francisco, what kind of workshops will you offer people?
Right now, we're starting with computer classes in Spanish for adults, for parents. And the reason is because there's a lot of parents that doesn't know how to use the computer properly. And right now, I mean, you have to have a computer to do a lot of things. You can pay your bills. You can learn about your kid's grade, about the school announcements, all those things. There's a lot of people that doesn't know how to do that, and I would like to help them to be more independent and not rely on their kids' translation services. And the other one is there's a lot of people in here that they speak Spanish, but they don't know how to read it or write it, and that's the reason why they're not learning English. So I wanna do a workshop to teach them how to write and read in Spanish so they can take the next step, which is learning English. And then we're going to be partnering with other organizations who wants to do workshops as well in Spanish, financial workshops, real estate workshops to help the Latino community to buy houses or to sell their houses. And but the main workshop is going to be the computer classes and the Spanish classes.
You're just starting out now, and it sounds like at this point the staff is small. You're doing a lot of the work yourself, still working on furniture, things like that. Talk about where this is at right now and how you're hoping to grow in the future.
Yes, right now we're doing everything by ourselves. Right now, we just bought 30 computers to start providing the computer classes and the center. That's a huge step. And then the furniture and everything else will come with time. I'm not looking right now to buy any more furniture. I'm just looking to buy the resources that I need to provide or to start the workshops as soon as possible. I'm also partnering with other organizations to do workshops at their locations. For example, I'm going to be providing computer classes in Spanish in one of their Menasha School District locations. So they're hosting the computer classes. They're providing all the equipment, and I'm going to go there and teach computer in Spanish. And I'm looking for other organizations who are willing to do the same.
Are you looking, Francisco, for volunteers to, teach the workshops or do work around the new center?
Yes, I'm looking for volunteers right now who wants to help the Latino community in certain areas. It's hard to find right now volunteers since we're a new company. We don't have the staff right now pretty much to run the daily operation, which right now is what I'm looking for. I'm looking to hire people to start making the center better so we can help more people.
Francisco, as we said, 10 years ago, you were new to Appleton. You didn't speak English. Now here you are. You've learned English. You've got your businesses. You're starting this center. 10 years from today, what are you hoping for the center and for the Latino community in the Appleton area?
10 years from now, that's a good question. I would like to, first of all, I would like to help as many people I can. I would like to have a bigger center with more rooms to provide more workshops. And I see the Hispanic Center as a research center for the Latino community, but I also would like to have the center as education place for the Latino community.
Francisco, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much.
Francisco Cabrera is the founder of FC Media and the Spanish language newspaper La Vida Hispana. He talked with us about what led him to open the new nonprofit Hispanic Center of the Fox Valley in Appleton.